You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County, New Jersey, that offers free services for people who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. We work with children, teens, and adults. Today's question is, Dear Ava, what is the difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault? This is a question we get in classrooms sometimes. There are a lot of differences. An easy way to think about this is sexual harassment is usually through words or it's a form of bullying, and sexual assault is an action. We'll define these a little bit more in a minute, but just remember that most of these actions are criminal, and depending what happened, they could be charged in a court of law and could have different punishments associated with them. And even if something isn't punishable by law or by a school or work environment, that doesn't mean that it wasn't harmful to the survivor and to the community. If you or a friend have experienced sexual violence, you're not alone and there is help available. You can call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset helpline for more information and support at 866-685-1122. So let's talk more about both of these things. Our definition of sexual harassment is a type of bullying with a sexual focus that relies on power and control and is done without consent or permission. This is usually done in a pattern, so we always say more than once, but remember that something that's done once can be very harmful. So here are some examples of sexual harassment. Unwanted sexual comments or gestures, showing someone unwanted sexually explicit photos or videos, sexual threats, spreading photos, rumors, or jokes, or sending sexual messages, again, without permission or consent, unwanted sexual touching, grabbing, and pinching, which is also sexual assault. We'll get to that in a minute. Pulling someone's clothes in a purposefully sexual way. Sexual harassment is also asking someone out over and over again after they've said no, and non-sexual jokes or comments about gender or sexuality. People get confused about that last one, but it's really important because sexual harassment can also be making fun of somebody's gender expression, or sexuality. There are protections against sexual harassment at school and at work, and this is never okay. You should always feel safe wherever you are. So let's talk more about sexual assault. We're going to define it. Sexual assault, our definition, is any unwanted sexual action done by one person to another. This also relies on power and control and is done without consent. So when we talk about an action, that means usually something that involves touching. So some examples of sexual assault are rape and attempted rape, which is penetration of someone's body without permission, unwanted sexual touching, grabbing, or pinching, and forcing someone to perform sexual acts. So that could be physical forcing or emotional forcing through manipulation or blackmail or threats. It's also very harmful if people pressure or guilt somebody into sexual activity, because that is also not consensual. That doesn't mean that they've given their full free consent if they've been pressured or threatened. So this is a complex topic. We've defined harassment and assault. Hopefully you have a better idea now of what the differences are. Just remember that both of these are not okay. You deserve to always feel safe at school, at work, with your friends, anywhere. Even if you aren't sure how to define if something is happening to you or has happened to you, if you want to get help and support, it is out there for you. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking about it can help. One thing you can do, as we mentioned, is call or text our helpline. To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122. for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.